This is Youth Express. We have a live event here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. It is Inclusive Innovation Week for the city of Pittsburgh. And with me on the show, I have two guests, both Northsiders. I'd like to introduce both of them to you, and I'll have them introduce themselves to you radio listeners. We'll start with, you can talk about the reasons for being here for Inclusive Innovation Week and give some information about living on the North Side. So we'll start with Ted.
Okay, my name is Ted Zuck, and it's like the S is silent, and it's like Zuckatum. That's how I remember my name.
Yeah, Zuckatum.
It's Polish, and it came from probably wheat shucks from Poland when they came to the United States. I've lived here on the north side of Pittsburgh from about the 70s. I lived on the south side somewhat before that, and I'm from Arnold, Pennsylvania, which is 26 miles up the Allegheny River.
Oh, okay.
My friend Bill invited me to be here today, and Bill, you're on.
Hi, I'm Bill McDowell, and I lived on the north side now for a little over 40 years. I moved to the north side in 1977 looking for an acceptable place to live because my disability and wanting to live independently, I wanted an accessible place. And so, you know, because I've been involved in disability issues and advocacy and accessibility most all of my adult life. And that's what, and I've been walking around the north side and learning about the north side and doing different things to be involved and be included into society, as many folks have not been included in society, folks with disabilities. And it has been part of my mission of accessibility is to get others with disabilities and developmental disabilities involved in community life and out and about and doing things. So.
That's a great thing of importance that I think this week has really been able to bring into focus, I think, for the city.
You know, and that's what really got me involved with the Age Friendly Initiative, which is part of the Innovation Week here at the Children's Museum.
One of the partners here, yeah.
And the ask of me today was to try to get seniors where I live to come over and play with the children today because it was an intergenerational opportunity.
Oh, yes.
So that's why I asked Ted to come on over, and he agreed, and here we are.
Oh, yeah.
And so and part of the Age-Friendly Initiative is to help Pittsburgh become more accessible, more inclusive, and that's what the inclusive innovation is about here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here today.
I'm glad to hear that you're here and that you've brought friends along with you, you know, from your building. And have you been able to meet with some younger folks today and work with them on some of the crafty things that are going on at the museum?
Well, I've spent much of my time there's a table with the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, and they have this wonderful machine that gives you raised print or whatever you draw, so and they're able, and it's tactile, you're able to feel it once this machine interacts with the ink that you draw with a like a marker, black marker. And they're able to teach people who are blind through tactile and be able to feel rather than just telling them what something looks like, they're then able to feel. So they use that machine for those purposes. Very good with being, adds to inclusiveness and accessibility and like that. So.
Yes. So what I'm seeing right now that you can't see as a radio listener is that both Bill and Ted have these name tags that seem to be created using this this marker and this special material that when it goes through this machine creates a raised surface.
Right.
So yeah, both Bill and Ted.
It seems like that's new. That's new technology that's out when they can take. I know in the fitness industry, which I'm basically from, we can make parts by layering on additional copies. And I know it's new technology. It's out. It's the first time I've experienced that, but I know of that concept to recycle things and to. Even consider making body parts at a later time in life. It's all new things that are happening in our world today. Exciting times, really.
Yeah, definitely. And what seems wonderful is that you've been able to share this kind of activity today with younger folks, the typical crowd that comes into the Children's Museum on a day-to-day basis. Have you been able to have any good conversations with some of the younger or preteen folks that are around here?
I personally haven't. I've just got here from taking some physical therapy out in Wexford through Allegheny General Hospital, so I got here a little bit late. But Bill said to come down anyhow, so I'm looking forward to – I love kids. I always have.
Yeah.
I do volunteer work and with hospice and other things that I've done over the years, so – always looking for new interest, particularly with kids. I have a granddaughter. She's been here several times, and they just love the place, really.
Yes. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier off the air about a really cool project going on in Brighton Heights, the neighborhood of Pittsburgh, with a community center there that you both are involved in. You mind telling me a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, I'm more involved in what Bill is.
Sure.
What it is... I've lived in Brighton Heights, and in 2014, I moved down to the apartment house where we live now. But we joined this senior center up on McClure Avenue, mainly for lunches and for activities. Our kids wanted us to get involved. My wife passed away, unfortunately, but she was quite active, as we both were. And the building we're in used to be an orphanage, and it also was a home for nuns. It was right by St. John's Hospital, about a block away, which is now removed. But the building is a beautiful, very sturdy brick building. And we have gone to making an inroad to convert it to a community center to service that whole area of Brighton Heights and the north side. The activities that will take place that have started already are some volunteer programs for kids, where we had kids come through the Brighton Heights Citizens Federation to teach them ironing and sewing with sewing machines and photography. That's what we've done so far, but that will be one of the staples, is to have some of the elderly folks there, like myself, get involved with kids and help to tutor them along. There's also a miniature golf course on the property. We just built a horseshoe court. They will have gardening in the back of the building. They're building raised beds for people to plant vegetation. So we really look forward to making it a very active area.
Oh, sure. So, it sounds like you find older adults with certain skills that they're willing to share through volunteer time with younger folks in the neighborhood of Brighton Heights. And this space gives you an opportunity to do just that. And I think it really speaks well to what's happening this week with Inclusive Innovation Week, connecting older and younger folks in an intergenerational way to share skills, to share crafts, things that people enjoy doing both constructively and just for fun. So thank you so much, Ted and Bill, for joining us on this webcast today. Hope you enjoy the rest of the things that are happening at the museum here. There are some art excursions through the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, as well as a number of different partners doing great things that are able to connect both younger and older generations through crafty and creative ways. Is there anything that I missed or that you'd like to mention before we head off the air here?
I've been to the Maker Faire. They've had here for a couple of years. I've always had the, well, I don't know if you call it an insight, but if you were to give me a microscope and a drop of water, I could entertain myself for a couple of hours trying to find out what's all in that water. And I think that the creativity that is exhibited here in this place, seeing my granddaughter coming through here, they just they can't say enough about the success of getting young people and tweaking their curiosity with some of the things you do here. So when Bill invited me to come up, I figured, well, I've been a hospice volunteer and a volunteer delivering bread and everything else. So I figured I'd take a shot and listen to him for a change. He's the vice president of the, our advisory board down at the apartment house that we live in on the Allegheny Mall.
Yeah, we have a tenants council, and he and I'm the vice president. He's the president in
Very
good. Tenants council.
Yeah, holding, I guess, leadership kind of roles in tenants council. Well, thank you so much for coming in, joining us, talking a bit about the different creative things that are happening around the city of Pittsburgh, in particular with Brighton Heights, and the things happening with the Innovation Week here in the city of Pittsburgh. This is Chad Green on the Youth Express live stream from the Saturday Light Brigade Studios in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Youth Express, catch the future.